a verdict in a 2016 excursion inlet homicide trial, and a tsunami warning test causes early morning confusion. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. Mark DeSimone has been convicted of first-degree murder in the death of Dulio Tony Rosales. A Juneau jury returned with a verdict Friday morning after roughly 6 hours of deliberations that started Thursday. The trial started April 25th. Maria Gonzalez says it was painful reliving the details of her husband's death over the last 3 weeks. Gonzalez is the widow of Rosales, who was shot and killed at an excursion inlet cabin in May 2016. Gonzalez broke down and ran from the courtroom shortly after the verdict was read.
I think it will still open in my heart forever. Mm-hmm. Forever, because he took my husband. He was a really good man. You know, he didn't deserve to die like that. Nobody, not even him. Not even him.
Gonzalez and Rosales had a little girl who's now kindergarten age. For Gonzalez, feelings are still raw after 2 years.
Still emotional, you know. I've been waiting for this for 2 years. And finally I can say that it's gonna be fine with God. And anyways, they're gonna give him 100 years, but he's not gonna bring my husband back. But at least they make justice for him. And that makes me feel a little bit better.
The defense attorney never disputed that DeSimone shot Rosales. Instead, Assistant Public Defender Deborah McCauley argued that the two shots were unintentional discharges from a revolver that did not have a required safety modification. Prosecution said there was nothing wrong with the operation of the revolver. Assistant District Attorney Amy Page argued that a repeated cocking, aiming, and firing of the single-action revolver was DeSimone's own choice. Sentencing is scheduled for September 12th. DeSimone faces a term of between 20 and 99 years in prison. An emergency alert went out over the air this morning, but it was a test. Joel Curtis is the warning coordination meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Juneau.
It was definitely a test. The message that we got here at the forecast office was pretty clear about it being a test, and the format of the message was in its usual test form.
According to the National Tsunami Warning Center in Alaska, a routine communications test message went out 7 a.m. Friday, but it has been misinterpreted.
We're thoroughly investigating as to how the test message got out and was interpreted as a warning on radio and TV.
He says the investigation into how the alert happened will likely take a few days. Skagway's newest brewery turned on its taps this month. Its opening came during a conversation at the state level about the rules for tasting rooms. I took a tour of the Klondike Brewing Company.
That's a sign of fermentation happening.
Joel Probst is one of Klondike's brewers.
I came to Skagway specifically to brew beer.
He points to a hose emptying from a big silver tank into a white bucket full of bubbling brown liquid.
So this one right here is an Imperial Stout. Looks a little messy on the blow-off there, and that's going to happen sometimes. Next door, of course, we have a brown ale right there, which is doing very well, and then this tropical pale right here is just about done. It's barely bubbling.
The Klondike Brewing Company opened on May 1st, the same day the first cruise ship of the season sailed into town. The room where beers are brewing is warm, and the air smells sweet.
It's almost like a candy shop for adults.
There are four beers on draft right now.
We're definitely a small system. We run a 7-barrel brew house. We just have 4 fermenters.
But Probst says the company plans to eventually sell their beers on tap at local bars and restaurants. Once the beer is ready to go, the brewers transport it through hoses to a refrigerated room across the hall.
We could go in the cold room if you want to see where the beer ends.
Sure.
So those are the condensing fans going. So we shoot for 38 degrees.
It's basically a big walk-in refrigerator, along with the finished beer waiting in tanks around the perimeter of the room. Probst stores various ingredients on shelves. There's a lot of fruit puree.
You can do anything with beer. It's pretty amazing. That's 40 pounds of coconut right there. So it's there's lots of different things that you can do, and there's cacao nibs and all sorts of things to put in the beer. And this is leftover pizza.
Not going in the beer.
The main part of the brewery is the tasting room. A big chalkboard on the wall lists the beers currently on tap. Probst says the tasting room plays a critical role in the company's finances.
My grain, you know, I buy at one price. By the time it lands in Skagway, it's double the cost. There's no way that we can recoup the price on these things without this.
A bill reworking Title IV that lays out state alcohol laws was recently dropped for the current legislative session. That action comes after disagreements over an amendment introduced to Senate Bill 76. It aimed at reducing the amount of product breweries and distilleries can sell as samples in tasting rooms. Klondike is now the second brewery in Skagway, and the town's first distillery opened last summer. Probst, who came to Skagway specifically to brew beer, speaks highly of the community he's landed in.
The folks here that are incredibly welcoming and just amazingly able. If you need something done, you can find someone that can do it. You know, you may not be able to go to the store and get everything you need, but you can always find the individual that can make it for you, bend it for you, weld it for you.
And Klondike, now they can brew it for you. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Abby Collins. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.